This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
More of what I was doing in my second year,
right?
So, but
oh
yeah, I don't know.
One would hope.
It's been it hasn't been very, very fun weeks of work, and yeah, it's just been poopy.
I still haven't gone back to work.
How come?
I thought you were supposed to be back this week.
Are you still on holidays?
Yeah,
cold.
Still on holidays. I got to enjoy the nice Arctic cold snap there at home.
When did you start your holidays though? Like, were you off all of December, or did you work into December?
16th, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, more oftentimes we'll take like all of December off, and then, or depending on where Christmas falls and all that kind of jazz.
Always falls on the 25th.
You don't take more time off in the summer. My dad always used to just take like summers to be like with the holidays.
Yeah, I get more time off in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that the army kills you, it would be a pretty awesome
job. Oh, yeah, right? I mean, if you're going to invade Canada, do it during Christmas.
Well, it's like
the whole army's off.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never seen a posting for us being in Russia yet, so they won't know.
We just steal their planes.
Yeah. But everybody else survived the Arctic weather, the cold snap.
Oh, yeah. Got a wee bit chilly there.
Over all of it, my truck only didn't start today.
What?
Oh, God.
That was weird. Like,
I had to get my truck jumped today.
Oof. The water pipe burst at the wife's work. Today, the warm day.
Yeah, right? We went into work in the old building with no water and no heat.
Mickey meat hands, as in my fiance, we went to insulate the pipes in that we had one spot that froze last year. So it's like, we'll just put that insulation stuff around it to like button it up. Homeboy broke a pipe. So we have a new faucet now.
Yay!
Yay!
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
Only me buying like, I think it was like less than $20 worth of insulation to go around pipes cost like $400.
Why don't you go to like the Restore?
For insulation? I don't think they usually carry
that. No, for the faucet.
Faucets? Yeah. Have you met Jesse?
I like your Yeti. They're case.
Dankeschön.
Oh, Yetis. Those are so mine last year. You got to get the Stanley cups now, apparently.
Stanley's where it's at. Right.
Does Stanley have can koozies, though?
I don't know. Because
I have one tall can, and then we have...
Apparently it set off some kind of weird explosion down there in the regular States there. Everybody was fighting over them.
In Target for the Valentine's Day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pink one.
Well, I mean,
$600 people were selling them for. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. No, people have whole collections of like 30 or 40 of these reusable cups. I mean, who needs 30 or 40 Stanley cups?
Okay. So The argument speaking,
not the Oilers.
That's for sure.
I have four.
You have four Stanley Cups? I have
four, but it's because, I have four Yeti Cups, which is similar.
Not the same, Matt.
And I got my parents, I bought my parents one each and mailed it to them for their late Christmas present because I knew after Christmas there would be a bunch of people who were like, yay, I got one. I don't need another one and would sell it. So I got it for really cheap.
Yeah.
So.
Cups or Yeti
don't
cups?
You have a Yeti cooler as well, bro?
I got two.
What?
I got the one I got from you guys last year and I won one at work during our Christmas party.
Nice.
Oh, like this year?
Yeah.
Dude, you keep this up and you're going to have like three of them.
Right.
Well,
apparently those the Stanley Cups. I saw a news. Some girl's car burnt down, and the cup survived.
Oh, and the Stanley Cup was still intact. Stanley sent her like a bunch of them. It was a great PR move.
Yeah. Right.
So in just Yetis, so this includes like can koozies. We have like those insulated mugs with a lid on them because when I go into the tower. You can't just have like a mug without a lid on it while you're walking around. So you, the lid. And then when I get back to my desk, I just take the lid off.
Why can't you have
nuclear for the rest of the day?
Why can't you have a?
Cause safety, Dave.
What kind of safety?
Like Stanley safety.
Yeah.
The secret is don't look at your cup when you walk. You won't spill.
Great. Yep. You know what else is if HR catches you looking at your phone while walking, they'll yell at you. So like.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
They also have interrupted me in the middle of a call going, have you stretched today? It's Epcor. I mean.
Did you like.
But don't you work at home? Do they like show up at your house? Binoculars? Are you stretching?
No. But we used to have, especially during COVID, like at the start of every meeting, or we'd have one meeting a week where we just get together to stretch.
It's almost like you're in the army getting paid to work out.
Yeah, sure. Wish. So I have what I counted at 3, 2, 3, so 9, 8, 8.
How'd you go from 9 to 8?
Because I did this, and in my brain I went, this is 4, not 3. Okay. But like water bottles in general. Who doesn't have just like a million water bottles in some sort of cabinet in their house?
I do.
And they have them that they go to every once in a while. Yep.
I do. And none of them are mine.
My roommate has a bunch of like shaker cups. But I don't own one.
I can tell you I have 3 full water bottles on my nightstand right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got like 12 of those Costco Conado or whatever their coffee.
Oh, are those the ones that you can fit an entire bottle of wine in?
Contigo.
Yeah. I got about 12 of those.
Not Contigo.
Spread out through Edmonton.
you just leave them different places.
I do. I put them down and then because I'm not a reusable cup guy, right? So I put them down and walk away and they're gone forever.
See, I started putting my name and my phone number on them.
I was did you get those?
If you see me, I'm lost. No, I just used the fucking P-Touch. Jesus, Chase.
Okay.
Hi, Jesse. Congratulations on the bean purchase.
They congratulated you on your purchase of beans.
Beans are good.
But I actually think that I paid for that, so.
And congratulations on breaking pipes, but then replacing it because you are a handyman. Yes.
You are a strong and capable handyman.
They're complimenting you.
So handy.
Now get naked.
Oh.
And now he is actually able to hear everything.
And now he's leaving.
Run away! All right. Last week was a week.
Whew.
I'm not going to lie. Did not go the way I expected it to.
Yeah.
Did not expect Corey, of all people, to pull the sword out of the dragon's head.
I rolled really well for my strength
check. You rolled really well for your strength check.
Yeah.
sentient sword of sharpness. I believe called Tirilu.
Okay. Hold on. Wait.
If the DM doesn't
know. Oh, man. There are so many pages, so many names, so many whatevers.
Yeah. Tirilu. Tirilu. T-E-A-R-U-L-A-U.
That was stuck in the dragon's head.
Oh, sorry, Tirulai.
Whatever. You got a talking magical sword that you gave to Chase.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe she could start doing a little extra damage now.
That was given to Chitauri, and she totally says that she was going to mark that down on her actual sheets.
I also want to go on record that all of the gold that I have is only 52 pounds.
Yeah, so you scooped up 1,500 gold, a giant black pearl.
I mean, then I have less than that because that's not how much money I was going on. 1,500, so 0.02 times 1,500. So it's only 30 pounds.
1,500 gold, a giant black pearl, a potion, and a scroll.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I just, for some reason, I thought it was going to be more weight in my bag of holding, but all of the gold is less than I thought it was. So
right.
I'm good. Maybe we should go back.
Luckily, Chitauri has a sword that admires great beauty, music, fine art, and poetry. So that's
there's going to be a lot of concern when we're staring at her as she's laying down to sleep and singing to her sword.
Or just sitting underneath of a tree.
Or just sitting underneath a tree, singing to the sword.
Completely out of character that Chitauri's just hanging out and making some sort of tune.
Well, you are a bard.
No, I feel like this is pretty standard behavior.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I feel like you've sang a song, like, you sang a song like clipping your toenails and yeah
sang a song while you attuned to a long sword.
You had said it was something about it likes gems.
Yeah, there's a note here about affixing.
I wanted to show it that it's black pearl.
Very vain. It likes to be adorned, so unless you're going to give my sword that black pearl and have the ability to add things to it. Is there a amount of uses that I can use on my jeweler's tools while we're on it?
What's that?
I have jeweler's tools.
I'm sorry. Give me a
jewel. I don't think you need them. I think the sword would just be able to, because it's magical and sentient, I think it's able to just absorb what it wants kind of thing.
I think you would have to have it professionally mounted.
I feel like I'm not dexy enough for this. Would
that
be dexy? That would be dexterity, wouldn't it?
That would be
sounds dexy.
5e skills.
I kind of feel like it would be sort of like a hermit crab choosing a new shell. And it would just be skills. Like, oh, what is this one? And it would be like, oh, and then like spit out one of these ones.
My favorite thing, but also my least favorite thing to watch. It's like popping a pimple. Like, I enjoy looking at it and I can't look away, but it kind of grosses me out.
What, the pimple popping?
Or the hermit crabs, like, switching their shells.
Oh, yeah, that's super that grosses weird.
Like, oh, it's cool. You can't look away, but also kind of nasty.
Well, why is it weird? Most of the time, they're like grabbing like a bottle, like a broken glass bottle. I've seen them using those before.
Where they make the little chain and they like basically do like a leapfrog.
Yeah.
Pass it down. Well, they all got to check, right? I mean, mm-hmm. If it's not good for you, it might be good for somebody else.
Well, yeah, but when one guy gets a new shell, often his shell that he's wearing currently, or her shell that they're wearing, they just like kick it down the line because the next person's gonna, or the next crab's gonna pick it up and check it out, right? So,
point where like they're like the right size for like the next person, so like it'll be like a whoop line because they can't move into a shell that's way too big and they can't move into a shell that's too small. Like right. The best Goldilocks story ever, but it's also kind of gross. I mean, Goldilocks is also gross. Why are you breaking into people's houses, eating their food, and sleeping in their bed? But
right. So you would need.
Whoa! That's not okay.
Hey, now we're not all Air Force colonels, okay?
Right. So you would need a jeweler's tools and skills.
Well, I have jeweler's tools. Do I have the skills? Yes, I do. Yeah. We made an agreement like early on that if like a bard had like a set of tools, because I had to have one with my character, and the closest thing that we decided on was jeweler's tools.
Right, and you did made the chitinous armor. Chitinous. Yeah.
Chitin, like Titan.
Yeah.
Like Titan.
Yeah, so you would have to use jeweler's tools and crafting to try to get it in there.
Crafting by what, though?
That would be dexterity.
How about I charisma the jewels into the sword so much that they want to be a part of it?
Charisma or intimidation?
No.
Yeah, what about if I persuade it? A really good performance?
Yeah.
Are you too good for your home? Go to your home.
Actually, I have pretty good animal handling, too.
Right. No. No, no.
The best.
So you got that magic sword. You met a dragon.
Met a dragon. Briefly.
Briefly.
Had a short exchange of words with dragon.
Right. You stole from a dragon.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Allegedly. I don't know if that dragon takes that account or not.
Now, remember, Harumph had also taken stones, broken stones, and placed them into the piles and piled stuff on top of it so it looked like nothing was missing.
Oh, yeah.
At least gold and coin-wise. Yeah. The pile will still look the same depth.
Yeah. Just as you're coming out there, evening is approaching. It's getting dark. You bumped into... for lack of a better word, a goblin in the trees.
I thought it was one of those bat goblins.
Yeah, he looks batty. He looks goblin-y. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Don't you know?
Oh yeah, totes. Yeah.
And he called out, grotesque goblin-esque creature with wings. And he says to you, you're fools to brave these woods, but alas, so am I. And that's where we left off. Now, are you all together, or is it just Harumph?
Do we remember, were we tasked by the druid chick to clear out the
you were yes you were tasked by Willow to commit genocide.
We're also tasked with Willow not I'm to talk to that. The green dragon.
Yes, that was another tasking.
So we've already failed at one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, do we want to try and befriend these goblins? Or do we want to light some motherfucking fires?
Well, is this guy a scout?
Well, he called out to you.
So he's a terrible scout.
Which one of us did he call out to?
I'm going to say he's in the trees by Harumph. I don't know if you were all together or Harumph, because Harumph likes to wander. But
Harumph like immediately fucked off.
Goblin in the trees, goblin in the trees.
He started singing to a sword and Harumph was like, never mind.
Right.
Now, that's the other question about the sword. Are the rest of us aware that it is sentient?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because you wouldn't hear it.
Didn't I thought a bunch of us heard a voice in our head.
No.
No, that was for something else.
No, that was when we were going up. It was calling us from the top, and it was asking us to pull it and kill the dragon.
No,
it was Willow told us to kill the dragon.
We thought it was the dragon.
Or not to mess with the dragon. The dragon, I feel like, was speaking to us, saying, free me.
You think it was the dragon's?
I'm pretty sure we thought it was
the dragon. So you heard, free me. Pull the sword from my skull. It is evil and cannot be contained much longer.
Oh, so it was the dragon. All right, never mind.
I feel like my sword does not have skulls.
Yeah.
Could, if it likes pearls.
I can roll my new dice. Guys, I got dice for Christmas.
All right.
Ooh.
I asked for a bread knife. I got
dice.
Well, I mean, you probably injure yourself with your dice, so a knife might be even worse. So
it was like one of those like square ones, like a bench scraper.
That you could still hurt yourself with. Yeah, I got it.
Blunt. Less sharp than tinfoil. So I'm gonna say it's persuasion, and it would be a 19 for my friends not to think that I'm crazy that I'm talking to this sword.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they already think you're crazy.
I don't know if crazy is the right word.
But not dangerous crazy.
obviously not dangerous crazy.
Well, I mean, dangerous only to herself, because she can't hit anybody else.
I have a sword now.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work out well. You're not.
Don't forget that I also have, like, a circlet of blasting, which has Harumph even gotten to experience yet, that I can just make things explode with my brain.
Harumph is on your team. He's not supposed to experience it. Bad guys are.
You can be in the room and experience things.
Jesus, it's like fucking Cullis is back again, for Christ's sake.
Wrong girl!
Now, Cullis was Jones, Davey.
Oh, was it? What was Amanda's? Wasn't it also like
no,
super
that was Aelin. No.
No, Cullis is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Total aside, has anybody ever heard from that real girl again?
Yeah.
Didn't she move?
Yeah, I think she's seeing super talked up.
Mario is engaged, ghosted me. So, ask the one that she's related to, which is Glenn.
I don't know. I heard.
I'm just very thankful I never met her.
Also, side note, still friends with her in my brain, even though she doesn't respond to my messages when I see that she's in town. It's fine.
Rough. Rough.
Oh, jeez.
I only knew her through the podcast. By listening, and I was not a fan.
Oh, so. Well, her mom lives.
You're a much more welcome addition.
Super close to me, and it was very upsetting to see her pop up on my Snapchat map, being like very close. Be like, "You're in town, let's hang out." It's nothing. Same Snapchat thing when map. We went into Ontario. It's like, "I'm in Ontario. Where are you?" Nothing.
Snapchat map.
Right.
Snapchat map.
All well and good.
Also, thank you, Matt. I'll take the compliment.
But what we got in front of you, or in front of Harumph, is a werebat, goblin werebat. What do you guys want to do? Are you all together? Is it just Harumph there? Is it all of you together?
I feel like we're supposed to fuck those up, guys.
I think it's just Harumph.
Yeah. You're supposed to what?
Like,
we don't necessarily do a lot of things we're supposed to do, though, Chase.
That's painfully obvious.
Give it a friendship bracelet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Do the hermit crab thing. Instead of trading shells, trade friendship bracelets. Go. Harumph.
Yeah, Harumph isn't there.
Oh, I put steam down. I'm not steam.
But seriously. Werebat. Goblin.
Yeah.
Psst, hey.
The only one that's interacting with the werebat goblin is a background right now.
True.
do any of us notice this weird shadowy figure that's going to talk to our friend Harumph, or are we still entangled with a
storm? I don't know. You tell me. Are you guys still against the wall? Are you moving with? I'm trying to figure out if you're still against the wall. If you're with Harumph, did you continue moving along?
Okay, well, is the sword still talking to me?
I'm 50 feet away, and I don't remember if I watched him wander off.
Also, Raph, we can't hear you, first thing.
I did wander off.
Just realized that you're on orange on orange, and your head is shaved. Is that a hair clip on your shirt? What is happening?
No, it's a chip clip.
That's totally also orange.
Thing. Yeah. Totally different thing, though, Chase.
And it's on my shirt. It's on my nipple. No, I'm kidding. What did I miss? Sorry, the dog rang the bell, and JJ's gone, so I had to run down. And
well, we're trying to figure out what's going on.
Grab a drink while
I'm trying to figure out.
Is your dog back inside?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's out and back in. There's no fucking around out there for her right now. The temperature's too low. She gets out there and does her business. She comes running back, and if you don't have the door open before she gets there, she is barking before she even gets to the door.
I mean, Sora's like that. I've been putting her in a jacket. But, like, Cerberus will stay outside until she starts, like...
Oh, no. Ozzy is not a fan of the cold because when she was born, it was March, and we had a cold snap where it dropped down to minus 30. And her mother and the other pups it was a res dog. They were left outside just basically under a deck. So three of the puppies died. Ozzy lost her tail, and she has damage to her rear legs from the frostbite. So she is not a fan of the cold in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not either.
Poor puppers. Yeah.
But, all right. So let's figure out. Goblin, talking to Harumph. I guess Chitauri talking to a sword. Ranarat fondling gold. Corey is, I don't know.
Is 30 pounds gold enough for him to bathe, or her to bathe in?
A goblin? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but how much does Ranarat weigh? My God. How much does Ranarat weigh?
I would say probably 30 pounds.
And like, does that just smush them?
Smush gold coins?
No, like no, being I have underneath gold coins. No, you know.
Oh,
I don't think that's enough gold to smush.
An uncomfortable amount of weighted blanket. Come on.
I don't know.
No, I think Ranarat would be fine.
Well, Harumph is going to. Now, I believe Harumph spotted the fellow. Did
he? No, well, he called out to you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
Just because somebody calls out to you,
and he said, "You're fools to brave these woods." Alas, so am I.
Why are we fools, and why are you a fool? And
well,
I guess fools can communicate.
What an introduction! You're an idiot. I'm an idiot. Yeah. We should be friends.
That's how I started most of my dates.
Right.
Like the worst pickup line that's ever been used on me.
Oh, poor Pat.
So he said, "Well, the Woodland Queen. these are her woods. I mean, it takes."
Are you one of the ones that have vexed her that she's looking to disassociate you from life?
Well, it is hard for our people. Especially under her rules. Alas. I cannot go back to my people while she is here.
Why can't you return to your peoples?
We must feed. And at times, there is only certain options. She is not. Well, she has not been impressed. It is best that I leave.
Are you saying that you have been unable to resist your urges, but your people could?
It is hard.
Why would you be?
Are we bats cannibalistic?
We got an addict here, folks.
It is hard.
Will werebats eat one another, or do they venture out to, like, get prey? Side note.
Good question.
Please.
Is Renner going to be our goblin whisperer?
I think all of us speak goblin except for Harumph, actually.
Yeah.
Corey, you know, does it would not.
Be awesome if Ranarat didn't speak goblin.
That would be an interesting backstory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Raised by dwarves.
It is only natural that we feed on the deer and the elk. My people starve. Why?
Why don't you leave then? Find more fertile grounds that are less witchy.
Where would we go?
Oh, there's like 20 levels of this dungeon. It sounds like you've got another 19 that you could find.
So we would not survive.
You have a pack, a group. Surely you're sharper than that to fall to some of the foolish creatures that wander these things alone.
We cannot just pick up and leave. This is our home too. We deserve a home, and we cannot stand and fight against the tyrant.
I believe we had heard from the Blackstaff that this was specifically designed for the witch. So you would have had to enter after the fact, not before.
And here we have found a place we can live. The dungeons are dangerous and filled with the creatures that would kill us on sight. Yet here are deer and elk and creatures of the woodland that would allow my people and us to live. We're not gluttons.
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, maybe you should have just followed the rules, but she only gave us two and we already broke one of those, so.
Mm. She offers nothing but genocide for those who don't live under her draconian laws. We cannot survive much longer like this. We need the scarlet. We need the blood.
Well, you just stay over there then. Mine is not for sale or rent.
I feel like if you move into somebody's backyard, you have to abide by the rules. And if one of the rules is no homicide, you do not homicide.
Yeah, but again, we literally just... She gave us two rules, and we broke one of them within minutes of leaving her
area. That was
self-defense.
Yeah, but it was... Literally. It was a silly rule, though. I mean... Right? It's like saying, don't push this button. Don't cross this bridge.
The shiny red button.
Right?
Is Jatari standing there, like, talking to this sword as she's doing
Jatari
this?
Jatari is actively introducing her new sword friend to Molasses.
Ah.
Molasses.
They're not kissing. That's not happening. But, like, just holding up Molasses and, like, propping up the sword.
Where do you kiss a sword?
On the...
No.
Not going there.
Nope. Stepping away.
Yeah.
Doop.
Changing the topic. So, werebats. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say that we're still on the witch's good side, but I don't think we are.
She is a tyrant. Perhaps she will kill you.
Join up with your...
Yes, people. Yes, my people. We need a hero. Many heroes.
Well, I don't know if we're heroes,
sounds
but...
Sounds like a conscription!
You are here.
I think we've kind of got ourselves stuck between a rock and a
hard
place.
You are strong.
Place, so.
My people, we need you. All of you.
Gonna say that the drow also said that
where
to us
are your
and then
people?
Like immediately draked us.
Oh,
where are your people?
My people, we are in the caves just to the south, past the village, along
and,
the village.
And roughly how many would you say there is of your people?
Hmm.
And is there any way we could get you all inside of like a small sort of a circle, no more than 60 feet by diameter?
He says, I don't know.
I kid, of course. Oh, shit.
There may just be about
checking to see what your humor is.
20 of them. I'd say about 20. 20, 20 to 30. Bad.
How many of them are warriors amongst your people?
Not all of us are warriors. We will defend ourselves, but we do not fight.
So let me get this straight. You won't do anything to get yourself this place, even though you want it for your own. And you expect us to do it for what exactly?
I have not much. We are a poor people. We're a simple people, but I have a magic boot.
A boot.
I have a magic boot.
What does a
boot it?
What does how boot that?
Do do the boot it.
Do. If you defeat the witch, if you defeat the tyrant, well, I'm sure there are many riches in her tower.
And will we have to share them, or will they all be ours?
With riches, we are simple. We live off the land.
Perhaps we should speak to your elders. I get the distinct impression you've been slightly alienated. I'd like to speak to them before we make any kind of deal.
Vool.
You should also speak to your party.
Vool.
First.
Vool cannot go back there now while she lives.
You're listening right there. You ain't said shit. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you go find your people and I'll talk to my party. And Rump doesn't even wait for him to say anything. He just, hey, everybody. There's a Gabat over there.
Master plan to get Harump his booty call that he was originally called for is, hear me out. We put on a show for the werebats that are also goblins. Nothing against you, friend rat. We love you. You're also not like rabid and need to get your shots. We put on a metal show. Hear me out. We incite them to be really violent in the pit. They fuck all of each other up. And while they're all together, kablammo. Yep.
Okay.
So something last week when I asked your alignment. And you said it was lawful good, right?
Lawful good, but my understanding is Willow is the overarching matriarch of this realm, and her word is law, and because she is the matriarch and has the best intentions for this realm, she is the good one.
Just because you're lawful good and follow rules, it does not mean you follow the specific rules of the region that you're in. You would follow the rules that are beholden to yourself. Right.
So, all right, so a lawful good character acts as a good person is expected or required. They combine a commitment to oppose evil with the discipline to fight relentlessly. They tell the truth, keep their word, helps those in need, and speaks out against injustice. A lawful good character hates to see the guilty go unpunished. Lawful good is the best alignment, apparently, you can be because it combines honor and compassion.
Chitauri, I have the distinct impression
we seem to be lacking.
Might be changing alignment.
Compassion. Lawful good can be a dangerous alignment when it restricts freedom and criminalizes self-intent.
Okay, so Chitauri literally asked if there was like vegetarian options in a goblin restaurant. Side note. Also, Willow being like, there's these guys. They're bringing the plague to my realm. Please help. They're killing the innocent creatures within it.
Okay, so I can...
Would you not act compassionately? It's like going to some place and they're being like, there's poachers that have rabies. Can you deal with this?
Well, they're not causing... Well, they're not causing plague per se. They just are a plague. So he shall not lie, shall not harm the innocent, shall not murder, shall help the needy, shall honor legitimate authority that promotes goodness, follow the law, not betray others, bring criminals and evildoers to justice, shall not steal, seek unlimited good for others and unlimited order in society. Okay.
When has Chitauri not done
this? Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a bit of, I guess, maybe a toss-up for you. Like you said, Willow is the good of the land, the ruler, the rule maker. So yeah, she has asked you to kill all the werebats. Now, give or take, that could, I mean, they are evil creatures.
I do want to point out that the Mad Mage himself stated the fact that she's basically insane now, so.
The Mad Mage is also basically insane.
It's right in his name.
Literally in his name.
Right in his name. Yeah, I mean, this.
So if that dude's calling somebody else crazy.
They could be perfectly sane.
Right? Do two crazies, do they,
negative, neutralize each other?
Yeah.
Other.
Like two lefts make a right,
balance each other out.
I don't know. It is a conundrum. I mean, are you guys going to genocide all the werebats? Are you guys going to rise up against Willow? Are you guys just going to try to make your way out of there? What's
making our way.
That'll teach you. I don't know. Like, when we had our conversation with Willow, she didn't seem like she was actually going to honor the agreement that we had made with her, that if we took care of the werebats, that she was going to allow us to leave. It doesn't... I thought we'd done an insight check on that, and she seemed to be hedging.
Yeah, it was more like, I'll show you the exit if you get the werebats. Also, they're basically poachers with rabies.
Right, so would she honor it? I think she would. She doesn't want you there any longer than you have to be. Does she think you will accomplish the task? Does she think... you'll not break one of her laws. Does she think, you'll be responsible?
Does killing the whereabouts not breach her own rules to not kill anything in her domain?
We clarified that. She
said. Sure, but again, she could change her mind at the last minute and say, you killed them. Now I can kill you.
No, I think, no.
I'm pretty sure Chitauri went, if we kill these guys on your B quest, that you're not going to come after us for it. She gave us her word. So.
Right?
Yeah. Ask her two lovers what her word is worth.
Well, I mean,
you could have been a third.
She said...
Well, thanks.
You know, with a heavy heart... You could have been a third. With a heavy heart, she's asking you to do this, right? She realizes that she is asking you to kill creatures within her domain, but...
That didn't seem like a heavy heart. She seemed pretty vindictive about it.
Well, yeah, but...
I thought she was just kind of icy. Maybe that's your man eyes using that.
Yeah.
Just because she's a strong...
She's a strong, independent woman. And apparently...
Neutral woman. Aralph
has a problem with that.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I don't like women in power. Fuck this
bitch.
Got
called for a booty call, got told to take out the trash. Like, what the fuck?
All right.
Didn't even get the booty call. What the fuck?
Right? Why even bother carrying on?
That's right.
So, is she crazy? I don't know. Well, I do. It tells me in the book.
Oh, she crazy.
You've broken a rule already.
Corey broke it.
Yep.
I mean, Are you going to try to appease Willow by killing the werebats? Maybe she'll overlook the transgression you have made? Or what?
I don't think she doesn't seem like the forgiving type. Again, lovers.
You know of two of them that are dead.
We know of two of them.
Right?
There's just like that entire graveyard over here of bones.
Oh, come on now. They can't all be her lovers.
Well, you never know. She's an elf.
Right. Yeah. There is a bunch of like transient through traffic that just like pop into this dungeon.
Oh, I was gonna say, are we doing just like an ego's graveyard here or something? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Right. Her Tinder profile just brings all the boys to the yard.
I mean, all those bones that you saw didn't have any marks of combat.
Brings all boys to the boneyard.
But they could have smothered them with a pillow.
They could have all died of natural causes. I mean, you just automatically jumped to murder.
A pillow is a natural cause. You're correct. Stops the air going into your lungs.
Naturally.
Right?
Yep.
So does gravity. Gravity's natural.
Gravity's very
natural.
So
does poison gas from a green dragon. I mean, that's meta. That's meta.
That is meta.
Well, no.
Well, you all know about...
It's not really meta.
You know about poison dragons,
yeah,
right?
Green dragon breath is a historical thing. Lots of documents exist about dragon's breath and what it does. And so it wouldn't be... It's the same thing with trolls, right? Most people will know that trolls are regenerative. They have the ability to. They know that. It's folklore. It's knowledge that's passed.
Right? It's not like you just stepped out of the grocery store, got run over by a truck, and now you got reincarnated as a... adventurer.
You never know.
Side note, as somebody who grew up with stories of trolls, never were they regenerative. They just look bad, and if you were a bad kid, they would steal you in the night.
Yeah, but those are the Norwegian troll stories, not the true ones.
Totally different.
Yep, the true ones, like Frozen, where I didn't almost scream in a movie theater about bringing your fucking children to the trolls.
Well, how else are you going to get them to behave?
That's what sticks are for.
I've never watched Frozen, so I couldn't tell you.
I can't remember if I have. Well, I say we talk to the people and see what they can say.
Right? He has offered you a magic boot.
Singular boot.
Now, meta... I'm pretty sure things that are supposed to be in pairs don't work unless they're in pairs. Is that not correct, Dave?
I tell you, everybody roll me a history check.
History check.
Let's use purple. Let's try purple.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. What is my history? Oh, wow. Okay.
16. Plus 18 total.
18. 23 from Corey. 23. It's a 4.
Fuck. You're the bard. Don't you get advantage?
I rolled a 2. Leave me alone. Oh,
shit. Don't you get advantage on history checks as the bard?
Harumph.
Don't you have something for that? Oh, I rolled a 18 and I've got a plus 5, so I got a 23 along with Corey.
All right, so everybody but Shatari, who's probably just...
So,
telling stories
to
her.
The advantage would be like if I can think of like a song or something like that that goes along. I don't know how many we'll find of like a weregoblin in Willow's Woods who offers you a singular boot.
No.
Or maybe there is a song.
There is no song about that. I rolled you a history check because that's the easiest thing I can figure about remembering something. But I mean, if you remember. Probably like 70 episodes ago when we were still in the last level and you beat the Aboleth, you found a single boot. That was magical.
Oh.
Everybody but Shatari remembers that. Shatari's just talking to her sword.
Hmm.
Tyr didn't even remember that, so yep.
I'll I'll bring that up to Ranarot and check our bag of holding for that random boot.
Let me double check here. Boot. I'm pretty sure I do have the boot here.
Are you just going to find like random boots random boot. Throughout like 20 levels and you're just going to have to match pairs to pairs?
Boot. Single boot from Adaloth.
Boom. Nailed it.
Nailed it. But that being said, Vool is the name of the goblin. Werebat that talked to Harumph.
Vool.
He's pretty well said that he's a pariah. He's been kicked out. He's left the tribe.
The commune. The
commune. the clan. the I don't know, what do you call a group of bats?
Oh. That's a good question.
What is a group of bats?
Flight.
Group.
A shuddering of bats.
Is it really a shuddering?
No.
Colonies, really camps, funny. Clouds, or flocks.
Ooh, a cloud. Yeah. I like cloud of bats.
Oh.
But a shuddering cauldron. Sounds fucking...
A cauldron of bats is also a...
Is that when they, like, fly around in circles, like in the Batman movies?
Right. So he has left the cauldron, or the colony, or yes. Whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. To make life easier for them, because he couldn't stop feeding on deer. He is called her a tyrant.
What have the other ones feeding on then? What have the other ones been feeding on then? I guess that's a question for them.
Right. He's called her a tyrant. She says she is evil. He's asked for you to be the heroes for his people. And he's offered you a boot. And whatever's in Willow's Tower.
I mean, she's been here for a long time. And by the looks of the body, she's been at it for a while. Harum's going to look at the group and say, I think we should go in with an open mind speaking to them. I mean... We've kind of already screwed the pooch with the dragon, so... I mean... Let's weigh our odds a little before we make a decision to blow up all the goblins. All right. What do you think?
Who are you asking? Are you asking, like, the group in general again?
Yeah.
Corey rolled a 20 in terms of, like, bad decision, good decision. So she's, like, hard good decision. She's like, you know what? We just saved that fucking flying green scaly monster just because it said it was in pain. And now we have possibly 20 or more of these fat little flying fucks who say that they're also being caused damage. And then there was that little fucking glowing thing that was telling us like, oh, save me. Oh, avenge me. You know what? There's a lot of fucking signs that are telling us that this fucking bitch needs to die. I think we just need to go for it. But I mean, I'm only one in this group, and like whatever the rest of you decide, obviously I'll support you. But there's strong indications we just need to fucking cut her neck and dump her. Right?
Ranarat? You got to do it in the voice. You can't do it otherwise.
What's the question?
The question was whether we need to save these werebats and go after Willow, or whether we just need to get all these werebats into a circle and fucking fireball them. And Corey's...
Do you remember what the dragon's standpoint was? Is there any way that we would be able to... Us, bats, and the dragon attack Willow?
The dragon said if we attack the witch, it'll be there to support us kind of thing. Now it's a green dragon, so I'm not quite sure how far I'd believe it.
Yeah, but the dragon did say, when the time comes, I will help you against the witch.
Yeah.
You're going to make me roll a dice, aren't you?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
What is Ranarat's feeling on bat or were-bat goblins? Like, how are you...
Ranarat doesn't care.
How is she?
Ranarat doesn't care.
They're still goblins. Are you...
You're both...
Do you recall all of the goblins and bugbears? I just was... Burn.
Right?
So, Ranarat doesn't give a shit. Okay. Lower than 10, we kill the goblins. Higher, we try and get them as our allies. That's a 17.
All right. Well, that's two for
helping out the werebat.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, Ranarat will say... Ranarat's going to dig into her bag of holding.
Nope, it's too shiny. Nope.
Sure. She's going to pull out a copper coin.
Yeah, okay, we'll help you out.
All right, so now there's two of us. There's two so far out of the one, two, three. There's two out of four right now that have decided to go for it.
50%.
What are you saying, Rumpf? Do you want to go for this or not?
I'd like to hear what the bats have to say.
Well, I mean...
I'm not quite sure.
If you're looking to hear what the fucking bats have to say, I can give you an idea. It'll be a lot like... Wah, 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 wah. That's about what they're going to say. And then they'll shit from high above.
That other one was quite cogent, so I'm not quite sure what that was about.
Well, I mean... Maybe he's odd. He did say that he's of his friends, so.
Well, Chitauri, that's two of them that want to nuke the witch.
What do you say, girl?
Sorry.
What are your thoughts?
Want to go kick some really big fucking britches or what?
Maybe the bats have a matriarchal society as well. That you would then be supporting and putting down the patriarchy in another way.
Bats, or we're just making this decision?
Well, that's what... Harumph wants to talk to the bats first before we make any... Ranarat and Corey will feel very strongly about liquidating the witch.
I vote we talk to her. Or
who's
at least
her?
The goblins, the were-goblins, the were-bat goblins. The goblins that are werebats.
The gobbats.
Right.
The batlins.
I feel like an open discussion, but maybe we should be cautious that we're just not walking in and, like, ringing the dinner bell. Just saying.
Well, the rest of the group cannot feed on anything in here, because if they do, they... earn her the witch's displeasure, so...
I think
that,
they've already
that kind
earned
of keeps
it,
us a little bit safe. No, apparently that one was saying that the rest of them aren't doing it, but he is he was unable to give it up like the rest of them, so...
And were they lying? Did you check?
Never gonna give it up. Never going to let it down. Never
what
gonna
if this
run
guy is just
full-faced and...
lying to you, being like, yeah, you should come in... chat with us. We're totally not going to eat you. Like, did you ask them? Are they going to eat us?
They're going to give us a boot. That's kind of far away from eating us.
A whole boot. Oh boy. Let's go talk to the goblins. For a whole boot.
And everything that's in her tower. And you just got a shiny new sword that you have to test out.
I don't know how this has anything to do with what is about to happen.
Well, Harumph's already started walking.
My new best friend out of this.
Harumph has already started walking. So it's getting to be late evening. What are you guys thinking about in that terms?
I don't think we should walk into a werebat horde in late evening, personally.
Right?
Well, I feel like sitting here and waiting may cause some problems in that the witch may become aware that we've freed that dragon.
So you're coming along, Raph, or Harumph, and you notice that there's a building.
Hey, look, more bodies.
Oh, shit. Quick, do we recognize this one?
There is a building along here.
Are those actually like skeletons along the That's north side skeleton. Of that there, Dave? It's just flavor skeletons? Okay.
This flavor, one tastes like licorice. Yeah. This one is strawberry. Oh, this one's lime.
Would you find a long, what do we call it here?
I don't know.
Wall. What do we call parapet. It?
No.
Trench.
No.
Wadi.
Shelf.
Aqueduct.
You find a long, windowless stone building.
A mason's lodge. Got it.
Sure.
Hey, guys.
Can't let anybody see what's going on.
We're on another watch list.
Yeah. Yeah, you find a long, windowless stone building.
Well, shit.
We do. Right.
What was Fred Flintstone? He was the high Oompa Loompa of the
water buffalo. Yeah. The water buffalo, wasn't it?
Yeah. The high, but it's not Oompa Loompa. The
Grand
Pooba. Nice. Well done, Matt. Right. 10 points for Rat-a-Rat.
I try.
Yeah, you find a long, long stone building.
Do I see any entrances, openings?
I gotta check the other map. Give me a sec here.
I'm curious about, because there's a pathway that leads up to it. You'd think that the pathway would lead up to a door.
A door?
Yeah. You don't see a door. It looks like it may be a door. Call the door over
connected
there.
To a pathway, maybe over here.
Is this where Ranarat ransacked the dragon horde? It looks like there's a wall there that might follow that.
Those are walkways. Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks like it's leading right to that building.
Yeah, like to the
and
roof
be up on
as
that
opposed
level.
To the actual building. But there is a door over here.
Oh, okay. Well, Harum's gonna head that way. You guys coming?
I suppose so.
So, like, Harum is just doing his thing. Like, he's not telling us why he's going in that direction.
We said we were going there. This is where the bats
went. We also
went.
Talked about finding a safe place to bunker down for the night, or maybe that was just me screaming into the void.
Well, it is a
for intuition. Like,
it is a windowless stone building, so
I mean, it's pretty easy to defend.
Shatari will follow. It can also just open up a whole bunch of unpleasant, but you know.
Right.
I guess we'll find out.
Gonna find it out, gonna let it down, gonna run around and be screaming.
Right? Yeah, like I said, it looks like it leads into a bit of a village area here.
Oh, shit, fuck.
But there is a door
shit,
there.
Fuck, hell.
It's more of a just
a it's
thing,
a door,
isn't it?
Right. Okay. There.
Well, then we'll... Yeah. Oh, over there.
Right there.
I guess we'll knock politely at the door.
All right, you knock
Hello.
At the door.
Hello!
Knock a little louder, sugar.
Goblin bats.
Bang,
types.
Bang, bang. On the door, baby. I can't hear you. Uh-oh, he can't hear it. Shatari, time to come up with your horns of opening.
Bang louder. Your horns of opening.
Horns of noticing, come on.
Right?
Am I permission to horn?
Are you just going to horn and open the door? What are you going to do?
I'm going to wop wop.
All right.
Yes. I'm not
going to
say
wah,
it.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Get all horny right outside this door.
Shit.
Nothing happens.
Wow.
Right. Rome's going to try the door. Swings open.
Hello.
And I whack my horn again.
It was a pull. That's the whole problem. The door's a pull. We were trying to push. All right. I see. Oh.
All right.
Tactical pause for beans.
So you open the door, and inside you see overturned and broken shelves and tables lying the floor with piles of old rugs and bleached human skulls. A stuffed owl bear stands on its hind legs in the south corner. And you can see what appears to be a closet or some sort.
Well, Ram's going to go check out the owlbear.
All right.
Can I search the thing? That seems like a weird fucking relic to be sitting there.
Is it? Yeah, roll the perception.
What do you want? Let's go with green. Where's green?
And then there's another door there as well.
I rolled a 13 plus 4. 17. So 17.
It seems to be a well-stuffed
nice beaver. Yeah. Thanks. I just had it stuffed.
Owlbear. Glowering ferociously. But it's nothing more than that. There's another door. There's a door to the south, and there's a door to the closet or whatever to the northeast.
Well, I don't think a group of bats are going to be hiding in a closet, so Rome's going to go south. You guys coming?
No, I'm just fucking breathing hard. Yes, of course. We're right behind you.
Are you saying that even bats cannot be in the closet? They can be wherever they want, whenever they want, until they're ready.
All right. Nice. So...
Not according to the patriarch.
That's just you.
All right, so we come into another... I'm just going to...
She's going to keep using it. I'm going to lean into it, I think.
You got to stop giving me characters that have such toxic masculinity. In the girl gang group.
Right.
Right?
So you see, come into another a long hall... looks like it's got rooms within whatever.
There are rooms within
rooms. Within rooms, you say? I'm going left.
No, left.
Yes, we're going left.
It is left. It's my left.
Ooh, actually, stage was left? There any like cool clothes in the closet or anything? Like
no,
that?
just lined with hooks, lined with empty hooks, closet hooks, like not like meat hooks.
Like one of the houses that I looked at. Great.
Texas Chainsaw fucking massacre. Fuck. They're ready for visitors. No.
Right. So this has there's three chambers. So there's the main chamber. There, and then two side chambers there.
Do we hear any noise? Like, is there any like scuttlings of people or creatures, or is it just dead fucking silent in this place?
And I'm not going to make you roll a perception.
Well, Harumph's just kind of ignoring all the beds and stuff. Hello! We were told you would like to talk about...
Renner wants to check under the beds.
All right.
I mean, don't you just do that naturally? Like, aren't you like... Oh, just like, everything's clear!
All right, so what we have here... So in here is basically the two chambers here are bathrooms with a tub, sink and toilet with rusty iron plumbing.
Well, look at that. It's an indoor outhouse.
Does it work?
Do you try it?
What are they going to think of next?
Well, Ranarat's there. Does Ranarat try?
I thought we all bathed in the little pond there earlier.
We did.
Two of us did.
Yes.
Can we perceive if this is just nasty? So, I get that it's a bathroom, but how gross is it?
Does it seem other than, I mean...
Like, do the pipes work? Does the water come out real nasty? Like,
do you turn the taps? Like, do you try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, you got.
I think this place has been abandoned.
I'm not gonna let any of the liquids touch my skin. But
okay. I mean, short of because it is in a rusty iron pipe, so it comes out a little rusty red at first, but then. You have clear running water that is hot and cold.
Oh,
shit.
Well, holy fuck. What do you say we just sort of set up a shop outside and, like, live here for the rest? Fucking hot and cold running water in an indoor outhouse. What more do you need?
You could set up a bar in here. You create your own place. Corey's getting ideas.
well,
Hrum's carrying on further down.
Right.
I got your six.
Hello.
So further down are some more rooms.
We're looking for the bats that are goblins.
Right. If you look in the room that you just passed, there are four beds, dusted and cobwebbed, but otherwise normal.
Hello.
Yeah, nothing.
Hello.
You know, these bats are very insular, it seems. They don't want to talk very much. Hello?
So, how long have we been perusing this structure now?
A couple of minutes.
Okay, so, like, is the sun setting fast, or is it just setting?
It's getting to be late evening now, yeah.
And nobody's coming home.
No, it doesn't look like anybody's been in here for quite some time.
Right. Can I clearly see a reason why? Like, is there busted open spider sack somewhere? Nope. Maybe like an axe mark in the stone?
Like... the first room looked like it was ransacked.
Yeah.
But other than that, right, nothing seems to be whatever. I mean, you've looked in like one room. There's still some rooms down here.
Tari's going to go back to this first door over here and, like, try and block it from the inside. So, like,
okay.
Nothing can come in after us. Kind of deal.
All right.
Rump's carrying on around the corner here. I can't see anything, Dave.
Mostly that's because it ends...
Hello!
Oh, Jesus. You guys fucking jumped. All right, Ranarat. Hurry the fuck up. Do you need me to drag you along? All right, I will. There you go. Saved ya. You're welcome. Jesus shit.
Yep.
All right, a little bit faster then.
Do you ladies hear or see anything?
There's no other doors as we come across this area, right? Like, no other doors or windows?
No other doors or windows.
A Any paintings, any writings, any inscriptions on the walls?
All right, so the room Shatari is in.
Shit.
Appears to be a spacious bedroom and an adjoining bathroom equipped with sink, toilet, and bathtub again.
I vote we spend the night in here. It has everything that we need and nothing else. All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Grumpf's making his way back up towards the. Grumpf does not disagree. This seems like a pretty good place to rest.
You haven't looked in the room beside Grumpf here.
Well, yeah. Grumpf just went past those. Ooh, is that some kind of a weird, like, water feature? Oh. Tub, bath?
What is that?
Oh, is it a fucking jacuzzi?
I don't know. Looks like a fucking three-sided fucking bathtub for group bathing.
All right, so you walk in there.
Awkward.
So you have to walk through the room to get to there, right? You walk into that room. First thing you see, tattered rugs woven with images of tigers battling scorpions cover the floor. The walls are painted with the faded images of serpents. A wooden bed carved with serpentine motifs stand against the northeast wall, draped again in dusty quilts and flanked by nightstands. And there are half-melted candles on each nightstand. Against the wall stands a blood-stained wooden altar, decorated with silver and bronze designs of claws, fangs, beaks, and eyes. And piled around the altar are dozens of bleached human skulls.
Jesus.
If you go into the area there, all the other bathrooms you've been into were carved with stone. This one is crafted from polished green marble. A wooden bench stands against the southwest wall with hooks above it that hold musty old towels. Vents in the floor around the bench spew hot steam. I guess when the iron valve is turned. So it's a sauna.
Well, hot shit.
Hot shit.
Huh. You know, if it wasn't for all of the polished...
When was our last...
Been a while.
A couple hours, at least. You know, if it wasn't for all the piled up fucking skulls around the...
Altar?
Little altar there in the bedroom, this would be a really nice place.
Yeah.
It does feel a little bit threatening, though. You know?
See, you could start a sauna, or not a sauna. You could start a spa here.
I mean, a little bit of elbow grease. Maybe put all the skulls in the closet or something. I hear that's where skeletons reside.
You could just toss them. Yeah, just toss them out with the other ones that are outside.
You know what? Exactly. I mean, who's gonna notice another 30 or 40 skulls when there's like already 400 fucking skulls?
Putting a bunch of skulls in a closet. Is this a metaphor?
Yeah. And if you want, I mean, you could roll me a religion check on the altar.
All right.
Ooh, can I help?
No, you could roll one.
Shatari probably knows a. Okay, sure. I'll just do a religion check. I probably know a hymn or two.
Ooh.
I rolled an 8. Oh, plus my religion.
I rolled a 19 plus 5, so 24.
22.
Corey? I got 10.
Corey got to 16.
16. And what did you get, Benarant?
Like 10. There you go. Two hands.
10. Okay, so everybody but Benarant, recognizes this as an altar to Malar. The lesser deity of hunting, stalking, bloodlust, and bestial savagery.
Well,
I'm sure he wouldn't mind a spa in his name.
Yeah. Right.
How do you spell it? Altar to Malar?
M-A-L-A-R. Malar. So he's a minor deity.
Isn't that the dude who looks like a monkey?
Yeah. Right. Minor deity, divine scavenger who forage for worshippers among perhaps hundreds predatory races of a vast number of worlds. Malarites are generally frowned upon by civilization as they tend to wreak havoc in their wake. One exception is the worship of Malar was allowed in Cormyr. Cormyr? But yeah, it is an old altar to Malar. Obviously, abandoned.
Did any of you guys search it? Renara?
Yeah. I did not.
Are you gonna?
I can.
Roll me a perception check.
Sure.
I'm gonna give you...
Hello?
Yeah. I'm gonna give you, what's it called? Guidance.
Guidance?
Yeah. So you had an extra what's D4.
Plus an extra D4.
Roll a D4 and add it. It's not great, but it's bad.
Three. That's not so, mine. Where is the cat? Is
I have total, the cat. How about 13?
13?
Dave's
don't
cat.
Find anything.
13.
I need the cat. Dave! Show me the child!
The fur baby face.
Oh, there it is. It has a face.
Oh, hey, shout out to cat.
Well done.
There's the butt.
There you go. Definitely.
It's never
a cat.
Clear without the cat sticking right. Its butt in your face. That's right.
You know, that's how we're going to be able to tell if aliens have infiltrated the Earth and are walking around trying to look like cats. Because if they don't show us their butthole, we know that it's actually an right. Alien.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll take, but I'll agree.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to just go and spend the night here then and wait till morning to find these bats?
Weird. I wonder who was that. Saying that we should do that. Can you remember who was saying that we should do that?
Even after you blocked the door.
Yeah, but
I think it was Renarat.
Yeah, I'm going to have to roll for insight on that.
Because I asked when our last long rest was.
Definitely. Renarat. Are you guys going to post a watch?
Okay, are we staying in the room with the bathroom or the room with the altar? Because I vote the one with the bathroom in case somebody needs like a late night potty break.
Well, obviously we're going up by the one with the bathroom.
Obviously.
That's glorious. And hot
and
water?
Four
come
beds?
On now.
Yes. Oh, that one.
Free, but...
The beds doesn't have a door into the bathroom.
Yeah, I was meaning like the master one that Chitauri is still just camping out in.
Yeah.
Like, we can take turns.
Lay on the floor,
like, one of us can
come up here
sleep
for
in
beds.
The bathtub. We can fill it up with fucking warm water. Wow.
You want to sleep in a bathtub?
Ooh.
How drunk are you?
How long would it take us? How long would it take us to pull these beds and put them in here?
I don't know. Probably 30, 40 minutes.
Let's do that.
What?
Or can we do, like, European style and we each just, like, sleep on, like, two twins pushed together and we just have to take, like, two beds?
Wow.
70 feet? That's not going to take us a half an hour.
Well, I mean, like you're three minutes. Fucking feet tall.
I mean, I'm not doing any
exactly.
of the lifting.
Right? So,
I'm not doing any of the lifting. You guys don't talk to each other, and you're going to have to flip.
Right?
Yeah. Pivot!
Although Corey had her super strength roll there pulling a sword out of a dragon's head, so maybe we should let her carry that.
So you guys are going for a...
I will put all of the pillows...
A long rest.
In the bathtub.
Longy?
Longy? Longy? All right. Who has first
Longy
watch?
Rusty.
Okay, but Harumph is going to brace that door down here. As Chitauri had kind of... I'm guessing she had kind of rammed something in the bottom of it. He's going to help reinforce it a little bit. But then I'm also going to lay a trip wire across the bottom floor, about 3 or 4 inches mm-hmm. off the floor, with some fishing line and some bells. And I do the same thing along the roof, just a couple of inches below the door frame. And then I'll move down and join them in the room. Hrumph will take first watch at the door. Ladies can enjoy the bathtub and the hot water, and because Hrumph had a bath earlier today, right. So
take first watch.
Shatari first will try watch. And mimic as much as she can, relaxing pan flute music with her shawl mm-hmm. as the girls like take their bath. And like make direct eye contact with Hrumph. Make sure no peeking.
Hrumph's got his back to you, so that's gonna make it real hard to make eye contact.
I stare at him real hard. He knows. All right. You know that like feeling when you know someone's staring at you with hostility?
Hrumph is absolutely scary. Oblivious.
Obliviousness.
Yeah.
Right. Who's got second watch?
Shatari will take second watch.
I'll take second watch.
Fight.
Oh, never mind.
Who's taking a second watch?
Rollies.
Shatari will take it.
Shatari.
Daddy funny.
Do you want me to roll for arguing second watch?
Rollies.
Nope,
I rolled a six.
Take second watch. Doesn't matter. Apparently we're not doing rollies. It's fine. Do whatever you want.
Roll me your perception check.
I'll give you a perception check.
Because Shatari failed.
Oh.
Because Shatari failed rollies, doesn't she have to tell Ranarat a secret?
Hey, Ranrat, Shatari doesn't dream. Does this change anything?
That explains why she's crazy.
To answer some questions I had, but...
It kind of gives me some more fucking crazy. Questions.
You said perception?
Yep. Aye.
17. Yep.
Other than the distant, faint, angry roar, your watch goes normally.
Roar of shit. Like a dragon.
Who's got really? Third watch?
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got third watch.
Third watch from the sun. Oh.
Roll me your perception check.
I got a 18 total.
You sense a dragon that's angry at you.
You notice it's not as warm. Not as warm. Like from.
It's like going to be first guy.
And yeah, like you've there's a drop in temperature. Who's got last watch?
Corey's got last watch. Drop in temperature passed on from Radamat.
Yep.
Okay. Only perception check.
I will fucking roll you such a perception check. No. Nope.
No,
didn't ask anything, apparently. 7 and 3 is 10.
Okay. Your long rest has ended.
Yeah.
Click long Done. Rest on your sheet.
Long
I'm
rest.
Gonna click long rest on my sheet.
Why not? You wake up. It's chilly.
Ooh.
It's cold.
Baby back.
Hey, boys, guess what? We don't have to cook. There's chili everywhere.
Yeah. It's not like it's been where you were enjoying wonderful summer temperatures. You can feel the cold radiating from the stone. And we're gonna leave it at that.
Something's pissed.
Something's pissed indeed.
I don't know what it could be.
Right.
Well, I mean, we've got a selection.
Oh yeah. I mean, who haven't you pissed off?
Only good.
On average.
Well, like just in this level here, we've got a dragon that Ranarat looted some of her hoard or his hoard. We've got the witch that we have obviously talked to the dragon, and now she's probably pissed off about that. The Gobats are an unknown at this time, and there's also the altar of minor deity that is all about bloodlust and sacrifice. So, I mean, maybe he's pissed off because we're nesting in one of his spots and we're not following through with his stuff. Who knows?
Who can say?
We shouldn't have given it idea, right?
The options are endless. Endless. But yeah, that being said, I guess we'll find out next week what's going to happen when you go looking for the werebats, I guess, or whatever you're going to do. I don't know. Who knows with all your options? Not me. I mean, you guys surprise me at every turn.
Right? Okay, just before we go, guys, I have a serious question, though. Can everybody see me in their audio video window?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I want you to look like right here. See where I'm pointing?
Mm-hmm.
Where your name is?
Sure. Okay. A little bit. Here you go.
Right. No. That wrinkle in your shirt is? Yes.
Right there. No. Right. So I have a question. When I go like this, does it look like a cashew?
That's your thumb.
Your thumb.
But does it look like a cashew? Like, can you?
I don't know why your thumb bends like that, but like it's a thumb.
It's
a thumb.
It's not a cashew.
Mm. Oh, Dave's got weird thumbs too. Yeah. Oh.
But I don't have a cashew.
That's true.
Oh, Matt's got them too normal.
Yeah.
What if I like camera trickery? Is it a cashew now?
I don't know. I'm going to say
didn't do anything.
Cashews are the least of your concerns.
So close.
All right.
All right.
That was fantastic.